The Trump administration has revealed its new foreign policy focus, which includes a more aggressive strategy towards China. The US vice president has accused Beijing of meddling in the upcoming American midterm elections and trying to destabilise President Donald Trump. Australia's former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has also weighed in. During a speech in Washington DC overnight, he talked up the importance of political independence and Australia's new foreign interference laws. Catherine Gregory reports.
It's clear that a geopolitical competition is heating up between the United States and China, and now the Trump administration is calling it out. US Vice President Mike Pence.
The American people deserve to know. In response to the strong stand that President Trump has taken, Beijing is pursuing a comprehensive and coordinated campaign to undermine support for the president, our agenda, and our nation's most cherished ideals.
The vice president used a major policy speech to launch a scathing attack against what he describes as China meddling in America's domestic politics. In particular, its upcoming midterm elections, something which Donald Trump also recently raised.
Beijing is employing a whole-of-government approach to advance its influence and benefit its interests.
Mr. Pence and Mr. Trump have not provided any hard evidence, and China has previously denied any meddling. Still, Mike Pence says China wants a different US president and is using cyber warfare to get there. He also said Chinese security agencies are stealing American technology, including military blueprints. It all marks a real sharpening in US foreign policy against China, which goes beyond what Donald Trump has so far focused on, the trade war.
But our message to China's rulers is this: this president will not back down.
Mike Pence also used his speech to criticise China's dealings in the South China Sea. It comes after an incident earlier this week where a Chinese naval vessel nearly collided with a US destroyer in the region. So it was almost inevitable that Australia's former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, was asked to give his opinion about Mr. Pence's comments and the threat of China. This was at a speech he gave to the Centre for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
I don't want to embark on get involved in American domestic politics, but every nation has the right, indeed the obligation, to ensure that its own politics are in the hands of its own people, and that where foreigners, you know, seek to have a voice, it has to be done openly and transparently.
But he pointed out that China understands the importance of sovereignty.
China states that its policy and commitment is not to interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, and we acknowledge that.
But James Brown from the University of Sydney's US Studies Centre told Sky News that Australia needs to take a stronger stance against China.
Our comments have been much more equivocal, and when it came to the Australian government's comments on the incident in the South China Sea in the last couple of days, the comments were really quite weak.
He says Mr. Pence's speech does reflect what US government agencies have been pushing for some time.
I think Vice President Pence has laid out a very coherent narrative of the way that China is attempting to influence US power, US domestic affairs, all the sorts of things that we've seen at play here in Australia, foreign interference, potential coercion, intellectual property theft. It matches very closely with the US national defence strategy and national security strategy.
James Brown from the US Studies Centre, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.